And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It's so nice to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley. As always, I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning, GQ.
Good morning, Jo.
And lovely to see you, podcaster and author Sarah Davidson. Hi there, Sarah.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
Happy Father's Day, Gerald.
Thank you, Jo. To all the fathers and grandfathers, keep up the good work.
Oh, where would we be without you all?
Well, you'd be nowhere.
Lost. I will admit that I did forget that it was Father's Day, so I have to rush home and organise something for my husband.
There's plenty of time left, Jo. Plenty of time on a Sunday.
Yeah, with a bit of luck, he's forgotten too.
That's what online vouchers are for. But anyway, to all the dads out there, a very happy Father's Day to you. It's also the first Sunday of spring. How lovely.
Great.
But with this changing of seasons comes allergy flare-ups and thunderstorm asthma, which I know, Gerald, you are very alert to, and it's so important that we have that asthma action plan in order.
If there's one preventable disease, Jo, it is asthma. And the fact that people die from asthma still in 2022 is sad reflection on perhaps the process. So it'll be an interesting discussion about how we can minimise that.
Well, it is National Asthma Week. We're going to be talking to Professor Peter Walk, who is a respiratory physician. And the news is there is an updated first aid for asthma chart, which provides a step-by-step guideline on what to do in the case of an acute asthma attack. And really, it is just so much about vigilance, isn't it?
Well, vigilance and awareness that if you're short of breath, something's not right. So don't just think, oh, it'll be fine. But there are some steps you can put into place, which we'll discuss, that will certainly reduce that ongoing development of breathing issues. So either of you asthmatic?
I actually was as a child.
You grew out of it?
I have grown out of it, but I still carry my puffer.
Okay.
So I think it'd be really good to know, to have some kind of step-by-step guideline of what to do if you do have an attack again.
You carry that as an insurance policy just in case you get short of breath?
Yeah, particularly with the thunderstorm asthma we're talking about, that it's, you know, it has, I think, reawakened the asthma in some people who haven't had it in quite a long time.
Yeah, good.
Mm. Also, we have an Australian success story. We meet a young woman who's become a true pioneer in combining a sense of community with health and well-being. Jessica Seppel is the founder of JS Health, a global wellness empire that she built from the ground up. And we're going to be talking with Jessica about the very personal story that inspired her business. And if that's not enough for you, it's a very packed show today. We have Matt Stenmark, the founder of health and beauty supplements brand Kind, who will be telling us about his focus on community work and ways to achieve optimum skin hydration. Skin hydration sounds lovely.
Mm. That's what I've got my pen ready to take some notes.
That's right. Of course, our phone number is 131-873. We'd love you to give us a call with any questions that you might have to support your health. 131-873 is the number. Next up, how we can create our own asthma action plan. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Looking for a vegan vitamin D supplement? Try Vital Plant-Based Vitamin D3 from Chemist Warehouse. It delivers 1,000 IU of vitamin D3, and unlike many other D3 supplements, it's 100% plant-based and vegan. Plus, it contains 5 types of mushrooms to support healthy immune function. Boost your vitamin D levels with Vital Plant-Based Vitamin D3 for just $22.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Chemist Warehouse. Get the JS Health Range from $20.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. The number is 131-873. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. Any questions you might have for your health, 131-873. But first, it is National Asthma Week, and as we head into spring and thunderstorm asthma season, it's more important than ever to be proactive about our action plans. And joining us on the line is the National Asthma Council Australia Director and Respiratory Physician, Professor Peter Walk. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Can you please tell us how many people in Australia actually suffer from asthma? Because I feel like we all know someone if it's not ourselves.
Well, asthma is by far and away the most common chronic respiratory condition in Australia, and it affects approximately 1 in 4 children and 1 in 10 adults.
Gosh, 10% of the population. It's crazy. Can you actually define it for us, Professor? What is asthma?
So I think most people have a good understanding of what asthma is, but it very much relates to what we call variable symptoms of cough, wheeze and breathlessness. People certainly associate that with certain triggers such as allergy, infection, and these symptoms come and go in their intensity, but it's extremely important to remember that asthma is a chronic underlying inflammatory airways condition, which even without symptoms is always there. It's very important to have an accurate diagnosis so that you can have good treatment, and that involves seeing your GP and having some lung function tests done that show you have evidence of asthma.
Peter, I know we wield a big stick every now and again about thunderstorm asthma, and there was an event years ago. But if we could cut to the chase, the latest stats I can see, 2020, 417 Australians lost their lives with asthma. How can we... That, to me, is the real focus, because I think it's a shame that anyone dies from asthma. How can we really change the focus to point out that it's often the fundamentals that are ignored, which tend to then cause the panic later on? Where do we go there?
Look, that's a great question, and I think you raised some really important points there. You're quite right. 2020, we had 417 people die from asthma. And look, this is about the same, unfortunately, every year. Over 400 Australians dying from asthma. And for the majority of those individuals, this is an entirely preventable occurrence. So the regular use of an inhaled corticosteroid, even in low dose, will prevent severe acute attacks of asthma from happening, will reduce the impact of those, and most importantly, will reduce the risk of you ending up coming into hospital and needing to seek urgent medical treatment. And look, that's a really important point, and one to it, remember that while asthma symptoms can be severe and intermittent, they reflect a chronic inflammatory airways disease which is always there. So it just doesn't appear when your symptoms are present. And thunderstorm asthma is certainly a very dramatic occurrence and a tragic event, of course, when it happens. But every year we see an increase in asthma symptoms and asthma presentations to hospital at certain times. In winter, that's associated with viral infections. In springtime, we see a steady increase, again, really related to allergen and pollen exposures, and that is present every year. And then again, when people return to school, the children return to school, we see a spike in cases as kids go back into the classroom and spread viral infections once again, which of course then transmit to their older relatives.
So, Professor, you were saying that it's, you know, a chronic condition and, you know, your regular ongoing treatment is really important. But in some those more acute situations that could otherwise lead to, you know, a preventable death, it's an action plan that is really important. And you've updated some really important information around the sort of first aid for asthma charts recently, which is FAFA, I believe. Can you tell us a bit about those and what those action plans involve?
Absolutely. Anybody with asthma can have a severe attack of their asthma, unfortunately. And having so-called mild asthma, unfortunately, doesn't prevent that from happening. The first aid for asthma charts have all been updated. They were last updated in 2011, and so we were well needed to do that. They really provide clear steps and guidance, particularly for sufferers with asthma, but also carers who may be looking after someone with asthma who may not have an extensive knowledge of the condition, such as, of course, teachers, sporting coaches, or even members of the public. One of the important changes is that we have now seen the emergence of inhaled preventers in single inhalers with relievers as maintenance and reliever therapy, or inhaled preventer as required therapy. So this broadens the number of puffers and devices that people may carry and use to treat their acute asthma. And so this has all been updated in the charts, and they now include for the first time some QR codes that will take you both to the charts themselves in details, but also some how-to videos as well as to how to use your inhalers correctly and accurately.
Peter, I have a couple of very quick, brief questions. I'm surprised that on the chart you didn't add something like isotonic saline, bearing in mind that most general, a fair bit of asthma is precipitated by inhaled allergenic material. Does isotonic saline play a role? That's do you have a comment on that?
Well, not so much in the acute treatment of asthma. And certainly for most people who've got acute asthma, and that, of course, is the focus of the first aid for asthma chart, we very much focus on the use of inhalers together with spacer or volumetric devices or the dry powder inhalers, because the reality is that's what people will have available at the time, and that certainly is what we recommend people to use in order to treat their asthma. Using nebulizers, either to deliver bronchodilators or other therapies, is time-consuming, difficult and limited, and in most cases, not necessary for the treatment of acute asthma.
And can you reassure people listening that using a preventer, so the low-dose steroid regularly, is low risk? A lot of people, you know, everyone's steroid phobic. They're very worried about what steroids might be or might do, and yet they're exposing themselves to real issues.
That's a really important question. So the correct and regular use of an inhaled corticosteroid, either every day or on an as-needed basis, together with formoterol or as-needed reliever, even in mild asthma, is the most safe and effective option to prevent severe acute asthma from happening.
There you go.
Low-dose inhaled corticosteroids prevent hospitalizations and prevent deaths and prevent the need to go on and use very high doses of oral corticosteroids, which, of course, have systemic important side effects.
Well, thank you so much, Peter, for that really, really critical reminder. I must say that I'm responsible for the first aid for my daughter's footy team, and most definitely I have taken on board this first aid for asthma charts. I think anybody who has young people in their lives particularly needs to be across this. So thank you so much for that, Peter.
Thank you very much for your time this morning.
You have a great Sunday. Let's get to a call. Peter from Ingleburn, good morning.
Hi, Peter. Good morning.
Good morning. The problem I've got is I get cramps very badly in the morning, mm-hmm. and I've been taking super magnesium tablets, mm-hmm. the Caruso ones.
Mm-hmm.
They don't seem to be fixing it.
Peter, magnesium, very safe mineral. So if you could please increase the dose by half as much again, you will find, and then you can even do half as much again, so you can in fact double it. The issue with magnesium, if you have too much, you'll get a little bit of looseness, so you may be a little bit of social discomfort. But magnesium, go for it. You need to get your magnesium levels refilled, and you can't do that with a low dose. So why don't even double the dose for a couple of days, then back off to the regular dose. And it will work, and that's what it's specifically designed to do.
Thanks so much for your call there, Peter. 131-873 is our number. Keep your calls coming. We'll get some more next on The House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Kind range from $12 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to The House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Sarah Davidson, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. We will get to your calls in just a moment. 131-873 is our number. Do give us a call if you have any questions for your health. But first, I just wanted to mention a really fun thing that I'm involved in. It's Get Active Week, which is coming out of Get Active Victoria, but I encourage you to check out programs in your part of the world that help you keep your body moving. But because I'm a part of Get Active Week, I've learned something that literally changed my life. Mm-hmm. Right.
You've since changed my life, mm-hmm. this morning.
Okay.
And mine, because we walked down to the coffee shop instead of taking a taxi.
Well, this is the thing. We all know that we're supposed to have 30 minutes of exercise or move our bodies for 30 minutes every day.
Yes.
30 minutes activity, mm-hmm. is the recommended. Well, I learned that you don't have to do those 30 minutes in one continuous block, that if you were to break that down into bite-sized achievable blocks, say 3 10-minutes a day, it achieves the same thing. It's the same impact as if you do it all in one.
Now, every gym attendee is in the fetal position thinking, what have I done wrong?
That's just quite revolutionary. Because yes. I feel like a 10-minute block is so approachable and achievable, and you can never say to yourself, I don't have 10 minutes to just walk around the block.
Yeah, and in most talks on chronic disease, we always talk about comfortable exercise, and it seems so hard and so distant for so many people. Here's what you do.
Well, the thing is, because you think, oh, I haven't got 30 minutes, so I just don't do anything.
Yeah, it's all or
Whereas
nothing.
This is an opportunity to go, well, what am I already doing, right? Let's say I would walk to the shops. Maybe I'll go the longer way around. There's my 10 minutes. Or maybe I'm going to walk the dog. Well, I'll take the dog a further 10 minutes. Mm. Or, you know, I'm going to take the stairs. Or I've been known to vacuum with a backpack full of books on my back.
I like that.
Just a bit
that
of intensity just to lift it a little bit. And then you're done, Sarah.
And just put on some tunes and have a vigorous vacuum, you know?
A vigorous vacuum.
With books on your back.
That counts. That absolutely
counts. And then it all adds up. You're probably doing more than you realise. Don't you love that?
I love that idea, that incidental, like, are you going to walk somewhere that you might otherwise have driven to?
Sure.
Those kind of smaller blocks make it so much more achievable.
And a little uphill and down dale also is good.
Yes, love it. Yes. Mm. So that's, I'm just sharing that with you. It literally changed my life.
I will remember this day in history. That was before Joe told me that fact and after Joe told me that fact.
Now, let's get to some calls. 131-873 is the number. Jill in Melbourne. Good morning.
Morning, Jill.
Oh, good morning, all, Gerald. Your Dr. Powell, who was talking before about inhaled corticosteroids, almost versus nebulizers. I'm not sure what corticosteroids he was referring to, but I can tell you, as a severe asthmatic, once you have a severe asthma attack, anything inhaled is very, very difficult to use and completely useless. Nebulizers are usually far better when you already can't breathe or inhale or grab anything. They add moisture to your airways. They are far easier to manage. All you have to do is put the mask on, and there is absolutely no effort involved as regards breathing, whereas inhalers are very difficult to manipulate. They are quite drying, and they're very, very difficult when you already can't breathe. So, as I say, I'm not quite sure what he was referring to.
I can explain that, Jill. What he was referring to was using the inhaled steroids as preventers and reducing the risk of a full-on asthma attack. And certainly, a full-on asthma attack being relieved by a nebulizer, the relief is quite dramatic. These days doesn't tend to happen perhaps as much as it used to. So the focus at the moment is trying to reduce the risk of that initial attack going on to become more serious. So that's probably what Peter was, the point I thought he got across quite well.
But Jill, I imagine as someone who's experienced that chronic need for air and not being able to achieve that must be extremely terrifying.
Well, it's pretty scary, but it's also quite exhausting. But I'm glad you clarified that, Gerald.
Pleasure.
Because I did, at a recent hospital experience, they gave me inhalers and I actually had to fight to get a nebulizer.
Oh, dear.
So that was very unpleasant, and it wasn't until they gave me the nebulizer that things actually started working.
Good on you.
So,
stay well, Jill.
I just wanted to mention that.
Stay well and have a good, healthy spring.
Thanks, Jill, for your call. Don in Carlingford, good morning.
Hello, Don.
Yes, good morning.
How can we help?
Thank you, GB and Chemist Warehouse and you lovely people. I suffer from chronic fatigue.
Yes.
And it's a wretched thing. And surprisingly, it sort of attacks me around 1 p.m. again around 6 p.m. That, I don't think anyone can explain how that those particular times happen.
Chronic fatigue, Don, I can probably short-circuit this for you and reassure you a little. Chronic fatigue has been in lots of discussions at the moment because of this condition that's arisen called long COVID. I was privileged to be part of a roundtable discussion on Wednesday night that went to 600 or so practitioners around the country, mainly integrative doctors. And from a long COVID perspective, which seemed to mimic some of the symptoms of chronic fatigue, the fundamental nutrient that we all decided was important was ubiquitin. ubiquinol, which we talk about here often. So ubiquinol in the morning, 150 milligram in the morning, and again in the afternoon, will help mitochondrial energy and help you generate. You're not going to be a super athlete straight away, Don, but it will help you get through the afternoon without that feeling of fatigue. So give it a run for, say, 6 weeks, and don't hesitate to either let me know, call back, or drop me a note to thehouseofwellness.com.au and give me an update. So ubiquinol, 150 milligram twice a day.
And Gerald, long COVID is, I don't know if it's a controversial thing, because some people are suggesting that it's not a real thing, yet I know people in my life who have really struggled with symptoms since having COVID. What's the recommendation for people?
The main thing that came out of this hour and a half discussion on Wednesday night, and we had Ross Walker and a couple of others involved, which was really good, is to recognise that every single person is different, but there's been about 60 identified related symptoms to the presentation of a long COVID problem. So if you have had COVID and you're just not feeling 100% still, then you should discuss it with your doctor. But the fundamental thing we talked about was mitochondrial energy, and that's where ubiquinol plays a very basic role. Then other issues can be addressed, but getting energy to be generated at cellular level was one of the main issues.
131 873 is our number. Give us a call. We'll get to more calls in a moment. Plus, Jessica Seppel on how to live your very best life.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the JS Health Range from $20.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Well, this morning we meet an Australian trailblazer who is a best-selling author and founder of her own global wellness empire, JS Health. She's joining us on the line. Hello, Jessica Seppel.
Hi, guys. Good morning. How are you?
It's great to have you on the show, Jess. I have to say, I went to your website, and I'm always hungry for knowledge, information. And I'll tell you what, your website, you've got advice on diet, you've got beauty tips, you've got nutritious recipes, there's a travel blog, there's so much there, but it's all connected with your community. Tell us about the journey with your community of followers.
Yeah, so, I was in the health industry before it was very cool and trendy. So I studied a Bachelor of Health in Nutrition many, many years ago now, I think almost 15 years ago. And then in my fourth year of study, I actually started a blog where I candidly spoke about my relationship with food. I was really struggling as a fad dieter, feeling very confused and overwhelmed by the fad dieting industry, completely bogged down by it. I'm obsessed with being thin. I'm very honest about that because the number on the scale really did determine my self-worth. And I just started jotting all of these feelings down into a blog because also on the side, you know, during my studies, I was learning about wholesome foods, the importance of all the nutrients and minerals. And as a fad diet, I really wasn't treating my body very well. And the JS Health blog began as an accident, I would say. And that led to the JS Health community. So I started building the community through the JS Health blog for about a year, and not too much longer after I got my first book deal, which then led to the second and third book, a JS Health app, an 8-week program, and now a vitamin range, just different ways to nourish my community. And they've been with me since day one, so it's the best. And you can obviously tell through the blog and everything that I do, it's just a passion project. It really is how it remains today.
Jess, it has been such a privilege to be part of that community. I think since day one, I've been a follower since the very beginning and have had many, many interactions and love with JS Health and your wonderful, wonderful journey. So it's so lovely to chat to you again. We talk about body image a lot, and that's been a really recurring theme, I think, in the community, and you've been a wonderful role model in that regard. And some recent research shows that it's in the top three of what women are most concerned about right now. But, I mean, remembering your story, I think I was at your first book launch even, you were on a diet at 14. It starts so young.
It does. I'm also so grateful to you because you've been in the industry for so long and always such a huge support. It's so funny that you say that because I just posted a post this morning on Instagram about my body dysmorphia because I was looking at old photos just for fun of a holiday, and I looked at a photo and I thought, oh, you look so well and so healthy. But I remember that same day having a really, really hard time. The photo was taken and I really, really hated the photo so much. It actually ruined my day. I was just completely immersed in negative body image and body dysmorphia. Yes, it began from 14 for me. You know, I immigrated from South Africa to Australia when I was 13, and I think it really, really jolted my relationship with my body. And being a fad diet, I just developed really awful negative body image. And, you know, what's so scary is that I didn't even have social media at the time. None of us did. So imagine how much harder it is today because you're constantly seeing these perfect airbrushed photos on your feed. I didn't even have that. I think I discovered, you know, dieting and being skinny through those trashy magazines. I think that's the way that I would be able to figure it out, or fashion TV. But I can't imagine what young girls are going through today. And it does fuel a lot of my work because so much of my community are younger girls. And I remember being that young girl and just wishing I had more support to live a healthy life in a wholesome way and not strive for perfection, you know. And it's just, you know, I also remember being at my thinnest and not being happy. So why should that be the goal?
Jess, I too spent some time on your website yesterday, and you talk about manifestation. Can you explain what that means and how you apply it from a daily perspective?
I do manifest a lot, but it's taken me 10 years to learn how to feel comfortable with manifesting. I feel like Sarah's really good at it. I think so much of what I've created today, the JS Health community, JS Health, JS Health Vitamins, the success of it is just because my mindset has been worked on throughout the journey through therapy, but also through manifestation. So just the way I speak to myself, the way I speak just about anything into the universe has to be done with caution, because I do believe what you put out there does come back. So I manifest in a variety of ways. You'll laugh at this probably. Well, two things. I put sort of my dreams on notes, on little pieces, I guess, post-it notes, and place them all around my house. And it can be anything. It could be literally as simple as mental health and peace, or a business goal, or a goal for the JS Health community, anything. And I place them around my house, and they say the more you look at something, the more likely it is to manifest into reality. As I said, it's also the conversation that I have with myself every day, making sure that my words are positive as much as possible. I also do a bit of a manifestation practice on my balcony every morning where I use my hands and I literally call in everything that I'm wanting to attract, and then push away what no longer serves me. And my neighbour caught me doing it the other day.
But Jess, I mean, what you're doing is, I suppose, sort of your version of, firstly, setting intention, goal setting, and, yes, choosing kind and self-compassionate ways to speak to ourselves, yeah, which is really critical. And in a lot of ways, that's how you shift yourself out of that mindset that you're not, yeah, that you're not perfect and therefore there's something wrong with you. Like, I think that's so much when we're talking about body image, it is about the way we speak to ourselves, and you can flip that mindset, but it just takes intention, right?
Totally. And I mean, you know, for someone like me, I found manifesting or being positive actually really difficult because I had a scarcity mentality. I probably was very negative without realizing it. So as I say, it's taken 10 years to change the language with myself and the way I speak to myself. And that's why I like to say to people, yes, let's learn how to manifest, but remember, it's a journey. It takes time, and it's all about your relationship with yourself. And I think therapy on the side has really helped build up my self-esteem and my self-confidence, because you have to have that in a healthy place too in order to manifest and feel like you are deserving of your dreams, if that makes sense.
So also, though, you can address things physically. And so you, I know, have looked at gut health. You're looking at great nutrition. What are the sorts of things that you, what's your one piece of advice if we want to get that side of our lives right?
In terms of like physical health?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You know, I like to strip it back. One to two things that you can change this week will make a big difference. So people get very overwhelmed by all the health information out there. And what I like to say is small changes really lead to big changes when it comes to the healthy life, especially physical health. For example, a lot of women just, you know, drink 4-5 cups of coffee a day. I like to say strip that back to one or two, because you may not realize how that's impacting your blood sugar levels, your energy, and your sleep. And if those things are out of whack, that really makes you feel awful. So maybe going from the 5 coffees a day to 2 or 3. Little things, more water. Did you know that the number one cause of fatigue is dehydration? So I know that I'm actually guilty of that too. So 2 liters of water a day, just having that water bottle near where you are obviously, I'm extremely passionate about wholesome, nutritious food and making nutritious food easy and simple. And that's why I created JS Health as well many years ago. The recipes that we have are really there to show you that healthy food must be delicious and must be easy. 10, 15 minutes. I don't have Love time. It. You don't.
Nobody's got time. 10, 15 minutes, you are speaking my language. Head along to jessicaseppel.com. It's a beautiful community and some great information there. Thanks so much, Jess.
Oh, thanks, guys.
That's
it. Finished. Good morning.
Okay. Lovely to chat,
Jess. Fantastic day. Next up, we're going to be giving our skincare regimes a reboot after winter. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The secret to looking healthy and feeling confident comes from within. Try JS Health Vitamins Detox and De-Bloat from Chemist Warehouse. It's a vegan formula containing ingredients like fennel, turmeric and milk thistle at specific doses to help relieve abdominal bloating and support natural body detoxification processes based on Western herbal medicine. Choose JS Health Vitamins best-selling Detox and De-Bloat for just $37.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Kind range from $12 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Well, skin dryness is a daily concern for many people, and today we're going to be looking at a simple way forward for this from the inside out. I love this. Joining us on the line is Matt Stenmark, founder of the health and beauty supplements brand Kind, which has a give back focus that keeps it local. Hello, Matt.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yes,
thanks for having me.
Well, we're well. And before we get on to how you get back to the community, we want to speak to you about skincare, which I must say, heading into spring, is something I feel like I need to be mindful of.
I think you're like the rest of Australians too. Men and women alike being really proactive with their skin, and particularly when it comes to, you know, aging and drying of the skin, we all find it really important.
Matt, are some people more prone to dry skin than others, i.e. myself?
Yeah, look, definitely. Sadly for many of us, once you're over 40, our skin does actually produce a little less oil, which can lead to drying of the skin, but there is also a genetic component to it as well. But for anyone over 40, sorry to be the bearer of bad news this morning, it does mean our skin produces less oil. So.
Matt, we often see on TV and we hear the benefits of hyaluronic acid. Can you tell us a little more about it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually a clear fluid-like substance that's naturally occurring. It's right throughout our body. It's in our skin, in our connective tissues, in our eyes. And it's really in there just to help our body retain moisture naturally. So it's a pretty incredible ingredient. It's all about moisture and hydration throughout our body, particularly our skin, though.
I mean, I get pretty excited anytime I see hyaluronic acid on anything, but I'd only really heard about it in its topical application in skincare. But I've heard, and I would love you to sort of elaborate a little bit more about it, that it can be taken in other ways. So, yeah, how can we take it?
Yeah, that's right. It's pretty exciting. As you said, skincare is what's made this ingredient so popular. But now in Australia, it's really exciting that we can take hyaluronic acid topically, which means it's actually working from within, which is really, really important that we keep that moisture locked inside. And Kind, we have our hyaluronic acid double strength, which we're very, very proud of. And it's really around making your skin more supple and really just trying to lock in that hydration.
And just before you go, Matt, we have to ask you, your brand Kind, which is K-Y-N-D, we've got to get that right. You're there to make a difference in the world, which we really love.
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, it all started for me. We went overseas. We saw big nutrition gaps. We saw sort of an environment littered with plastic. And we came home and sadly we saw lots of the same things here in Australia. So we wanted to create a brand that really made a difference. And that's why I founded Kind. And our whole thing is about giving back. And so we donate one for one. So every product someone comes in and buys, we donate an immunity product to an Australian in need.
That is so amazing. Well, thank you so much for your time. I do believe you are a dad, so I hope you've got a special Father's Day planned.
I do. I've already had an amazing breakfast. My wife and daughter are looking after me wonderfully. Very fortunate.
That's great. Well, you have a great rest of the day. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
And we'll have more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Be kind to yourself from the inside out with Kind Double Strength Hyaluronic Acid Plus. It's Australia's highest strength hyaluronic acid beauty supplement in just one daily capsule. It relieves skin dryness and supports skin hydration and firmness. Plus, it's just $29.99 at Chemist Warehouse. And remember, for every Kind product you buy, you spread kindness to others as Kind donates an immunity product to an Australian in need, one for one. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the JS Health Range from $20.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Thank you so much for sharing the last hour with us. Of course, head along to houseofwellness.com.au. Should you have any questions, Gerald there is ready to answer those with the Ask tab. And, of course, TV is back today on Channel 7 at midday.
Great show. And the Phillips, the Erin Phillips and her dad, Greg, that little segment there for Father's Day epitomises what being a father is all about.
Absolutely beautiful. Love that episode. Sarah, so great to have you on the show again.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. And happy Father's Day, Gerald.
Thank you. I'm very blessed to have grandsons.
It's very lovely. Houseofwellness.com.au is the website. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. And we will see you all next week.